people possessing illegal street drugs can no longer hang around playgrounds, spray or wading pools or skate parks. As of Monday, those areas have been added to school grounds and licensed day cares as places where drug decriminalization doesn't apply. The Minister of Mental Health and Addictions made the announcement Thursday, explaining that Health Canada made the change to the drug decriminalization policy, following BC's request. As of Monday, possessing illegal drugs within 15 meters of those facilities will be banned. In May 2022, the federal government oaked a request from BC to not enforce the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, for adults, 18 and over, found with up to 2.5 grams of certain illegal drugs for personal use. The above decriminalization is for a trial period from January 31, this year, to January 30, 2026. Delta Police Chief Neil Debord said the announcement will help police protect children in public places from exposure to illicit drugs. But decriminalization is just one part of a whole system approach needed to address the toxic drug overdose crisis, he added. Decriminalization alone will not achieve this, but must be concurrent to safe supply, rehabilitation, treatment, and other supports, Debord said. The change will allow police to enforce the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act if people are found with illegal drugs in these child-focused spaces. Intoxication remains illegal in all public places. Delta Cown. Dylan Kruger said he was happy with the change. I'm pleased to see senior government listening to calls from Mayor Harvey and other mayors across the region to ban the possession of drugs on local playgrounds, said Kruger. This is a step in the right direction. It's just common sense that our parks should be safe spaces for children, not hubs for drug use. Now it's time for senior government to step up and provide real supports to individuals struggling with drug addiction and mental illness. Fatal overdose numbers continue to climb. In BC this year, at least 1,455 people have died from an overdose from an illegal and unregulated drug. This is a rate of 46.2 people per 100,000 residents. Last year was a record rate of 44.8, while in 2013, the rate was 7.2. The massive uptick is largely attributed to drug toxicity, according to the BC Coroner's Service, with files from Graham Wood, Glacier Media.